let's think a little deeper into this truth that Hashem is involved in every single transaction we make, big or small. Let's think someone wants to buy a desk, right? So they have a couple of options in front of them. They can buy a new desk, or they can buy a used desk. They can buy a good quality desk, but it's used. Or they can buy a new desk, which is cheap. There are different kinds of desks. There are many different merchants and websites to choose from. So let's think, what will we do, right? So we'll probably do some research, compare the reviews on the desks, the websites, the merchants, and eventually come to a decision what we want to buy. So where is Hashem in this picture? What role does he play? Hashem chooses what we buy. But wait, you say, what does that mean, Hashem chooses what I buy? What kind of choice is Hashem making? Am I not the one making this decision? That definitely feels like I'm making this decision. I am going out or sitting down and making this purchase. I'm choosing the brand, the make, or the color. But let's think about it. Some people buy a desk and it lasts them for years. Other people buy a desk and within a year, screws are loosening, parts are chipping off, the finish gets dulled, and so on. It could be the same desk, it could be the same brand. What's the difference? So clearly, there was some flaw in one that wasn't in the other. Now, who made that call? That one person gets this desk with its unnoticeable flaws, and the other guy, he gets the perfect desk. You buy a car, right? One person buys a car, whatever the make and model. Let's say a Toyota Camry. So he has no trouble with his car. He loves his Camry. He drives it for 3 years before he even needs it to bring it to a mechanic for any repair. His friend also buys a Camry. 3 months later, some of the plastic trim on the door starts popping off. So he bangs it, tries to get it back in. Something cracks. 1 year later, something is wrong with the air pump. Why? It's the same car, same make, same model. Mechanic tells him, yeah, they tend to have this problem. But one guy had the problem, one guy didn't. They both rolled off the same assembly line, yet they aren't the same. Who made that choice? This is Hashem, choosing what we get. Remember a couple of years back, there was this Kyle couple. They bought a used desk at an estate sale. And they took out the drawers, and they found about $60,000 in cash. And they returned it to the owner, and it became a hit story, and they got interviewed by all these TV hosts. Now, who decided that they got that desk? Hashem made that decision. Just as we see that Hashem directed those purchases, and we have no question about it, it's clear to us, right? Because the difference is apparent. So we have to internalize that Hashem manages every single transaction we take part in. He cares. It makes a difference to him, and he's involved. And therefore, this is our job. Before we make a purchase of any kind, we can stop for a moment and think, who's going to decide how this purchase goes? Who will make the final call, which product I will be bringing home? Hashem is going to make those decisions. We might know this and even believe this, but probably rarely think about this. And if we give it a moment of thought, what we're doing is tying Hashem into all of our actions. Then our life will be a life that's suffused with emunah, and we will live with Hashem. Now, like all other levels that we try to achieve, it takes work, it takes effort, and it also takes time. We can introduce this thought into our lives little by little in different areas until we can successfully make it our habit to look at things this way. But to achieve this level, we do need to relinquish control. Now, of course, we aren't in control, right? We know that. But we think we're in control. So to be able to internalize Hashem's hand in all that we do, we will first need to acknowledge totally and fully that Hashem is the one in control and it's not us. And that's not an easy task either.